And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. We're going to get started for you right now. A Saginaw County nonprofit is getting a financial boost to expand its services. The Caring Closet in Saginaw has secured $31,000 in grant funding to support a parking lot and building expansion project aimed at improving access and operations for families who rely on its programs. The organization received a $21,000 grant through the Saginaw Community Foundation, along with an additional $10,000 contribution from Hemlock Semiconductor. Founded in 2013, the Caring Closet provides free food, clothing, household goods, and other support services to residents across Saginaw County. The nonprofit operates through volunteers and serves individuals and families facing financial hardship. Organization leaders say the expansion will help improve safety, increase efficiency, and accommodate growing community demand. The project is expected to enhance access to services at the group's Mackinac Road location, where it also hosts a food pantry, community garden programs, and seasonal outreach events. And two men have been charged in connection with the fatal shooting of a Saginaw man last month. Authorities say 36-year-old Torrance McMurrin was killed during a late-night incident at a residence on North Bond Street near Pleasant Street on April 26th. Investigators alleged the suspects entered the home and shot McMurrin while his father was present. The accused are Don Juan Anderson of Flint and Samuel Riley of Saginaw. Both were arraigned this week in Saginaw County District Court, and prosecutors have charged each man with open murder and first-degree murder, along with multiple weapons-related offenses. Investigators have not yet disclosed a possible motive in the case. Both defendants remain lodged in the Saginaw County Jail without bond, and additional court hearings are scheduled for June 3rd and June 10th. And a fatal two-vehicle crash in Bay County over the Memorial Day weekend claimed the life of a 17-year-old passenger and left three others injured. The collision occurred shortly after 6 p.m. on Saturday on M13 near Mara Drive and Cochran Township. Investigators with the Bay County Sheriff's Office say a northbound Chevrolet Equinox crossed the center line and collided with an oncoming Chrysler Pacifica. The teenage victim, who is from the Ypsilanti area and riding in the rear seat of the Pacifica, died from injuries sustained in the crash. The Pacifica's driver and another passenger were transported to a hospital for treatment. The driver of the Equinox was also hospitalized with injuries that authorities described as non-life-threatening. The Bay County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate the cause of the crash. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
When a heart stops, the clock starts. You are the first responder until help arrives. In that moment, 4 minutes equals brain damage. 6 minutes equals too late in an emergency. The first responder is you. We need you. Will you be ready? Learn CPR. Visit heart.org/nation. That's heart.org/nation.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.